Whatever's going on in the rest of the world, if it's wars or kidnappings or crimes, this is a peaceful night with the Grateful Dead.
And a big hello to all you folks out there in radio listening land.
You're listening to an exclusive live concert by the Grateful Dead.
Without any further ado, from Marin County, the great, great, grateful dead.
For all you folks out in radio land, we are the Grateful Dead.
If you're listening from home and you buy the radio set, get a bit nearer.
Originally a jug band in 1964.
The oldest juveniles in the state of California.
If you are staying at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
For you hapless radio listeners out there, this is what's known as dead air.
We're broadcasting live from the Winterland, a Grateful Dead performance.
Live remote from the Carousel Ballroom of the Grateful Dead.
We know what you know about these people. They're not the best at what they do. They're the only ones who do what they do. The Grateful Dead, please.
For you folks out there in radio land, a big hello to y'all, and this is what's known as dead air.
Just a little bit harder. Diving a little bit deeper into the new June 1976 box set, which will be officially released here in a couple of weeks, but they are whetting our appetites with some more singles. They started out with a kind of a listening party and then also singles for the pre-orders from the Boston Music Hall. And now they're giving us some samples of what the boys sound like at the Beacon Theater in New York, June 11th, 1976. That is The Wheel. Hey, I'm Corey. This is Dead Air, the unofficial Grateful Dead radio program for the official releases, getting into some new releases, and then also getting into some new interviews. Most recently, we chatted up with Stephanie Sussingera and Jay Blakesburg. There's a new book out called The Capitol Theater, Volume 1. This is pictures, and Stephanie provided the historical essay, but the pictures are mostly done during the Pete Shapiro era, 2012 to 2019. Stephanie shared some really cool stories. For instance, a song that Janis Joplin wrote at a bar just right down the road from the Capitol Theater, and then she debuted it that night on stage. And then there was another cool story that she shared about Pink Floyd and what Roger Waters said to the crowd at the Capitol Theater when they performed in the early 70s. You can get that full interview over at the website deadairradio.org. And of course, when we were talking with Stephanie and Jay, they talked a little bit about the relationship with the Capitol Theater in New York and the Grateful Dead.
For Grateful Dead people, 1970 to 1971, the Grateful Dead played 13 concerts in 1 year span. And those are very famous. A lot of people think those are some of the best shows that the band ever played.
In February 1971.
On February 18th, 1971.
When they did a 6-night run, the Grateful Dead at the Capitol Theater in Portchester, in one night.
They debuted playing in the band. Along with Bertha. Greatest Story Ever Told.
Birdsong. I think there's one other song. I can't remember.
Loser and Wharf Rat.
You know, they debuted some of the most legendary Grateful Dead songs at the Capitol Theater.
Phil Lesh's has a residency there.
So when you get this book, you get the foreword by Phil, you get a nice essay that Pete wrote, you get this incredible essay that Stephanie wrote.
It's like a few thousand words. 4,000 words.
That's very, very in-depth about the history of the building. And then you get a lot of photographs from a lot of different shows.
It's 232 pages with photos that span the Pete Shapiro era, which began in 2012 up until today. This is the first volume of what the Capitol Theater plans to be, a series of books. The photos were curated and edited by Jay Blakesburg, along with Bradley Tucker.
It's great to look at all of these photographs from all of these different photographers.
That's Jay Blakesburg, Stephanie Sussingera. You can get the full interview over at the website, deadairradio.org. And let's get into some recordings at the Capitol Theater in Portchester, New York. The first time they ever performed Birdsong. And here it is. This is Dead Air. Thank you.
so sweet is passing by. Laugh in the sunshine, sing, cry in the dark, fly through the night.
She
let you know, I'll show you snow and rain.
Room has a different kind of personality, and for me, I like the variety. Doing any one thing wouldn't expose all the different kinds of energy there is. Mm-hmm. So for me, I mean, all the way from in my own little band, I play clubs.
With the Garcia band.
Yeah, and I like having the range all the way from little clubs to huge arenas, because there's different scales of energy at which you address the music. And larger rooms bring out a kind of grandness and a largeness in the music that you wouldn't get in a smaller room, or that you wouldn't necessarily get in theaters and so forth. So there's definitely something to that. Well, I've always had a preference for playing in the same room. Like when and if it's possible for the Grateful Dead to play many nights in the same room, that's what I prefer.
Like the radio,
most of all.
Radio City. Way you get the sound down after the first night.
That's right, and the music tends to improve. Mm-hmm. You know, so the more nights we are in the same room, the better the music gets.
Yeah. Kind of makes you want to jump up and shout. This is Dead Air, the unofficial Grateful Dead radio program for the official releases. Lazy Lightning going into Supplication. I had to give a double shot at Bob Weir, not only because Mr. Weir is on tour with his Wolf Brothers band, but also a new interview that we've done with Ryan Kershaw at D'Angelico Guitars, talking about the new Bob Weir signature model. And he talked a little bit about what it's like when Bob Weir first picks up a guitar and starts fiddling around with it.
Bob will play a simple chord, a nice open chord, to really hear the guitar and hear that harmonic magic. He really takes his time listening to the tone. And I think that gives him a sense of where to go next. And watching him do that is pretty cool, because you remember that at the root of it all, it's not picking up a guitar and immediately launching into something. It's letting the instrument speak and deciding how you're going to have a conversation with it. Bob talks a lot about listening to what a guitar has to say and responding to it, and not always being or trying to exercise command over the instrument.
Getting into some deep guitar philosophy with Ryan Kershaw, D'Angelico Guitars, talking about Bob Weir's new signature model. You can get the full interview over at deadairradio.org. Just go on over to the soundboards page. That's where we have all of the interviews posted, or as the hipsters like to call them nowadays, podcast. An interview / podcast that I'm still working on producing up and quite not sure where I want to go with it is with Greg Barron. I threw on Lazy Lightning and Supplication not only to get some of that Bob Weir guitar tone, but that specific recording was done in April of 1977 that came off of the 30 Trips Around the Sun box set, and it was recorded at Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey. Now, the Grateful Dead kind of stole away their piano tuner in 1974. His name is Greg Barron. Had an opportunity to talk with him. He touched on a lot of different crazy stories. He was the piano tuner for the Grateful Dead from 1974 to 1982. And he not only did he talk about those crazy experiences, but he also talked a little bit about some of the other bands that he ran into while working at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey.
I had no idea what reggae was. I was an old guy, and I never heard reggae in my life. This was at the Capitol Theater. And I tuned, and I started walking out. As I'm going up the aisle to walk out of the place to go home, the band came out and started a sound check. This was Bob Marley and the Wailers. And they started to play reggae, and it stopped me in my tracks. I sat down, sat through the whole sound check, and then went back and sat through the whole show listening to it. And I've been hooked on reggae ever since. And I worked with Bob until he died, and then Rita Marley and the Black Sheep from Connecticut and so on. I love reggae.
That's Greg Barron. He was the longtime piano tuner for the Grateful Dead, and then he was also kind of the in-house resident piano tuner for the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey. Now, before Lazy Lightning and Supplication, we heard Birdsong from Capitol Theater. Not the one in New Jersey, though. Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. Although the venues are only 45 minutes away, completely different venues. We heard the first time that the Grateful Dead ever performed Birdsong. That was recorded February 19th, 1971. Made an album out of it, Three from the Vault. They slid that in there at the second set. First time they ever performed Birdsong. We had an opportunity to talk with Jay Blakesburg and Stephanie Sissonjera about the new photography book, The Capitol Theater, Volume 1, 2012 to 2019. Not only do they talk about the history of Capitol Theater and the relationship with the Grateful Dead, but they did a really good job of discussing the current state of live music, not just the jam band scene, but also just live music and venues to check out live music. You can get that over at the website, deadairradio.org. Just go on over to the soundboards page. Hey, I'm Corey, and coming up, we're going to hear something else from the Cap. Not the Capitol Theater in New York, not the Capitol Theater in New Jersey, but the Capitol Center in Maryland. You're going to hear that here on Dead Air. Thank you.
We'll be right back. they melt into a dream. A broken angel sings from a guitar. In the end, there's just a song. Comes crying up the night. To all the broken dreams and vanished years. There's nothing
can hold for very long.
Drop the dew. Can I come and I'm gonna follow? Wait. sunshine daydream, walking with the tall trees, going where the wind goes, blooming, blooming like a red rose. Now come on off the street there, right out to me, I catch you in the morning sunshine. Come on over here. Sunshine daydream, come on over daydream. Sunshine daydream, hey come on, come on, come on, sweet dream. Sunshine daydream, waiting in the cold stream. Crawl on at your window, we go, going where the wind blows. Window, remember all of this side. But now, that day, got you in the morning sunshine.
The unofficial Grateful Dead radio program for the official releases. In this last hour, we featured recordings from the Capitol Theater in Portchester, New York, also Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey. So it only made sense that we had the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland, and that is how we are going to cap off this week of Dead Air. We heard Space going into the other one, into Stella Blue, into Sugar Magnolia, getting ready for the big 30-year anniversary of that spring 1990 tour, and that was recorded on March 16th, 1990. You can find that on the spring 1990 box set, and you can find us online at deadairradio.org.